Matthew 3, 2. Let's go to that one to start out with. And I want you to see in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, that NLT is okay. We use that. That's fine. I look most of them up in both. But I want you to see what Matthew chapter 3, verse 2 says. Turn from your sins and turn to God. Because the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, you know what? If it says turn from your sins, what do you think the King James says right there? Repent. Repent. Does repent and turn from your sins mean the same thing? There it is. And say, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is at hand. It is here. You know, it's not going to come. It's here. Now we go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And we'll look at it maybe in both of those scriptures. Matthew 4, 17. We'll look at this one. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From then on, Jesus began to preach, turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, what was Jesus' message from the very beginning of Matthew? Repent. You know, I mean, we were up in the northeast here quite a while ago, and there was a lady in that little group. She told me, she said, I don't see where you're getting this about repent before you can be healed. She said, Jesus didn't come saying repent. I said, ma'am, one of us is reading a different book. You know, I said, Jesus sent a forerunner in front of him called John the Baptist. And John the Baptist had one message. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't preach nothing else. He didn't say Jesus is coming. He didn't say nothing about the end times or nothing else. He just said, repent and turn from your wicked sins. That was his only message. Repent and turn from your sins. And so he went about baptizing people all over the place for the remission of their sins. And so then when Jesus comes on the scene, from then on Jesus began to preach, repent or turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near. Has he changed anything? No. No. He don't want you to suffer. He does not want you to be sick. He does not want death and destruction to follow you. He wants you to repent and turn to God. He wants you to walk holy. Now, something else just popped in my mind. I just read this morning. This was a letter I got from the ACLJ, the American Civil Liberties Union. Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. How many of you know that Jay and his team have just gone to battle, talking about turning and repenting, they have just gone to battle for the last couple of years to get partial birth abortion taken out, and they finally won. You know, I mean, but, it, you know, I don't know if you already knew that or not. But they got it. It was voted on by Congress. They approved it. It was voted on by the Supreme Court, and they passed it. President Bush signed it into law and everything. And then immediately Hillary Clinton and her both come against it to put a law in that'll make a partial birth abortion a part of the law, and it can never be changed if they get this bill passed. It don't matter what happens. And it's called freedom of choice. But you know what? If we're Christians and we serve God, these people up there that we need to pray for, that are doing what they're doing, it doesn't make any difference if partial birth abortion is legal or not. If we teach people the truth, there ain't no woman going to have one of her babies killed in an abortion. Especially a partial birth abortion. Do you know what a partial birth abortion is? That's killing a child after it comes out of the womb full grown. Full-term baby. Full-term baby killed as it's being delivered. And of course, Hillary and her group, they wanted this thing to go on till the baby was 1 or 2 days old. And then if you don't like the baby, you can kill it and still be legal. Where do those people come from? Do you think they need a little prayer? I think they need a whole lot of prayer. Can you imagine walking into a little 1 or 2 day old baby and killing it? I can't imagine pulling the little critter out of the womb and slitting the back of its head and sucking its brains out right there as it dies in its mother's half in its body. I can't even fathom that. There ain't nobody but a person controlled by the devil of hell could do that. No human being has a love of Christ in them could do that. But that's what we're fighting against. And wow. So Jesus said, turn from your sins You reckon he means this? I think he does. Mark 1:15. Let's go on. Mark 1:15. Let's see what he says here. At last the time has come, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news. See, he's preaching repentance all the way through all this. At last the time has come. He announced the kingdom of God is near. Well, where is the kingdom of God today? Right here. It ain't far away, is it, Tom? It's in you and I. Okay, let's go to Mark 6:12. We'll hit a few of these and we'll see. We'll get this idea. So the disciples went out telling all they met to turn from their sins. Now, what is yours and my job? Are we disciples? What is our job to tell the people today? Turn from your wicked sins. Somebody said, I might get fired if I were to start talking about that at work. You know what I did one time? I went to work for a corporation, and after I'd been there only a few weeks, of course, this corporation had still the same corporation technically. It had been sold two times. Well, the second time it was sold, when I was moved up there as a regional engineer for these people, the VP wanted to take us upper management people in and show us a movie, just a 3 or 4 or 5 minute segment of a reentry of a movie that was made by men about the satellite coming back in and the complications and problems they had and how these guys worked together as teamwork. And two times in that video, in that little short video, these guys took our God's name in vain on that screen. And the first time, it just chilled me to the bone. The second time, I said, that's it, God. I said, if your name's taken in vain the third time, I'm out of here. I ain't staying in this room. Well, it didn't do it no more. But after the video was over, he gave us about a 30-minute talk on how to work together as teamwork. And when it was over, he said, okay, y'all are dismissed. I said, could I see you in your office? There's not many guys want to see the president in his office. But I said, I'd like to see you privately in your office. He said, what for? I said, I got something to talk to you about that's very private. We walked into his office. He said, what's wrong? I said, I want you to know that, first off, I am a man of God. And I said, on that video you showed in there, they took my Lord's name in vain two times. I said, I want you to know I will never sit in another meeting that men and women cannot talk without using vulgar words of profanity. I will have nothing to do with a corporation that allows their people to offend me as a Christian. And he said, well, I've taken the Lord's name in vain a lot of times myself. And I said, God told you, you'll not go unpunished too. And I said, you know, you're treading on thin ice. He said, well, Thurman, you sound like my mother. I said, praise God. I said, you must have a good mother. If I sound like your mother, you got a good mother. He said, well, Thurman, I'm sorry if I offended you. I said, well, you certainly did. And I said, if it ever happens again, I will either leave the meeting or I'll leave this company. I will not work for a company that allows that kind of profanity in a meeting. He said, well, I'll make a note and send it down to them and tell them from this day forth there'll never be any vulgar terms or any profanity spoken in a meeting in this establishment. And they did. And I never heard another one. What can one man of God do? You can change the world.
Amen.
You walk in somewhere knowing who you are in Christ, you know, I just can't get over us as Christians. The average Christian today, we are gutless. I don't want to offend somebody. Well, get over it. Everything Jesus, he was an offense to everybody.
Amen.
That's what brought you into the kingdom.
Right.
He told you, if you don't line up, you're going to hell. He said, repent or you're going to hell. Woo! That was an offense to a lot of people, but he is an offense. Well, guess what? If you think you're going to go through this world and not offend people, when you bring his message, you got another thing coming.
Amen.
But some of them, you're going to get saved. Some of them, you're going to get set free. Some of them, you're going to change. But some of them is going to hate your guts because of what you do. And that's okay. As long as Jesus, as long as I'm about his business, he's the only one I'm trying to please. I ain't trying to please nobody else but Jesus. I want the King, when I get there one day, to say, well done, son. You walked in obedience to my word. You told it like it was. And look at this bunch over here. This whole bunch over here. In fact, there's a lady here a few years ago. She had come to two or three of my healing schools. This has been 6 or 8 years ago. She called me. She said, "Thurman, I had a dream last night. I got to tell you about this dream." I said, "Okay." She said, "In this dream, I saw a multitude of people, bigger than I could even number." And said, "There stood Jesus." And she said, "There I stood." And I looked at her and said, "Jesus." I said, "Who are these people?" He said, "These are the people that I'm going to save and deliver and heal through my son, Thurman Scrivener." She said, "I had to call you and tell you. I thought, you know, God, my goal and my outlook on life has been too little. It's been too little. Back in those days, I was giving away 500 tapes a week. I thought that was a lot. Now we're giving away 10 and 20,000 a week. Isn't that something? 10 and 20,000 a week. Not a month, a week. Where are these things going? Well, I don't know. But yesterday, I don't know how many times almost everybody that was in the ministry here yesterday came and told me, "It's amazing how many people come and thanked us for this ministry, for your obedience to serve God. You've changed our life forever." A young lady walked up right here with her mother and dad, and she said, "Sir, I want you to know I've got some other problems I need to be prayed for, but just from listening to your CDs and DVDs, I got healed of diabetes." She said, "Thank you for your ministry." Hey, if you can teach something that changes somebody's life, it's got to be God. You know, there ain't no other way you can do that, right? It's got to be God. Well, let me tell you, I'm grateful. So I, as a disciple, they went out telling all that met to turn from their sins. How many people are you supposed to tell to turn from their sins? All of them. And the place you can start first is every church member you know. And then you can go into the world. If the church straightens this act up, starts working in obedience to God's word, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out there and we're going to sweep this world for Jesus. But you know what? Somebody says, "Oh, you? Oh, I remember you when you were a wicked kid, when you used to drink and raise Cain and all this stuff." You say, "Yeah, I used to do that, but that old man died."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.